Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Happy Throwback Thursday inside of KeyBank Center. We are getting set for the Sabres and the Blues, and St. Louis is certainly bringing that nickname to the table right now with just one win in the last 9 games. Buffalo's on a 7-game point streak with Marty and Brian. Got Josh Dunn coming up a little later in the show, Darren Dreger as well, and the matchup that will again feature a little different look among the lines.
Yeah, different looks among the lines. I actually was going to call the St. Louis hockey team the St. Louis Shenanigans and not the Blues because of what Jordan Binnington decided to do last night. But yes, let's just say they are feeling the Blues. Loser at 8 out of 9, I believe. Yep. So it's not been great for Jim Montgomery and the St. Louis Blues. But the Sabres, you know, I've got to kind of continue getting points, trying to get wins. I mean, 5-1-4 in the last 10, and the numbers to support that have been really good. So now you just got to hope that you can get some wins here and keep climbing. Because with one win today, Duffer, and depending on what happens around the NHL, it's a busy night. It's a Thursday night. There's always, you know, tons of game. I believe there's like 10 games, 9 games tonight.
Nine, yes.
So it's a chance to get back to the middle of the pack, get back in the wild card spot, and maybe try to catch the teams in front of you.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, the points are nice, and they soften the losses, but from a wins total, they are starting to lag a little bit here.
Yes.
Right? So you're right. Like, they need to close this homestand with a win before a pretty significant challenge on a road trip where they have yet to win a road game this year. So all that is for down the road. The here and now is something that you've talked about a lot, how the roster looks in the wake of still no Benson, Norris, Danforth, Zucker, Kulik. Kozak expected to come back tonight, but the key to unlocking, if you will, and this may sound strange to say because Thompson has 10 points in 13 games, but if you look at the guys that are pushing the envelope across the league, the top guys have almost twice as many goals as Tage right now in the company that you would expect Tage to be. So how do they unlock him tonight?
And even if Tage was at 14, 15, or 16 points, I feel like it's always going to be about the goals. Tage Thompson is a goal scorer.
Yep.
And, you know, you got to get guys that are going to get you the puck, that are going to open you up. Look, Tage's goal, his last goal was a nice play by Zucker from behind the net to the slot. Boom. Like somebody that's getting you the puck.
Yeah.
So you look at Tage's, you know, the last couple of games playing with Jordan Greenway, and then there was Zucker, but he got sick, so he didn't play the last game, and then Quinn played up there. I looked at the quality of chances that he was getting, and they weren't a chance. They weren't grade A's. There was maybe a very few grade B's, maybe some C's in there, and you're like, okay, you got to get Tage some grade A's. So now you put him back in this situation where He's going to be playing with McLeod and Alex Tuck.
Yep.
Tuck and Tage have had this chemistry that worked when Tage scored 47 goals, and you know it was really good together. And McLeod is a guy that can, with his speed, make room for others. So I think this is the best case scenario right now when you look at loading up your top line and giving Tage Thompson the best opportunities to get grade A look instead of looks, I should say, with an S because we want multiple looks, instead of just some very okay scoring chances.
Right. And obviously with the, you know, the way we've seen lines change an awful lot of late, even last game where Quinn found himself with Ostlund and Roseanne,
yes,
that seemed to work well enough to keep that trio intact. But with all these players coming in, scoring their first goals, things like that, that's been a silver lining and part of the reason why they've been able to amass points in seven straight. Mm-hmm. But Tyson Kozak was playing really well before injury, and it'll be great, I'm sure, from the coach's perspective, to see him back tonight.
Put him in a situation where he feels good on the ice against anybody. You know, he defends quickly, gets into people, and a lot of times physically, and he's not a big guy, but physically he can overwhelm somebody down low. And I think he just thinks he can play pretty well against anybody. And his speed is up there with our top guys. So, it's really those two qualities, you know, put you in the category where you can close on people in a hurry and then you can physically separate them. We've seen where he's really good at getting to the net, really good at driving through, middle lane drive guy. I think where he's gaining a little bit of confidence is a little bit more, you know, puck play from the top with circles down, which, you know, I just think comes from playing.
So Kozak's missed the last five, but obviously, and we'll, you know, hear from Josh Dunn coming up, he's been a guy that's been able to come in, and Roseanne's mm-hmm. come in, and Ostlund back in has had an impact. Just where, because you really can't focus too much on Tyson, but just as a player, this guy that we knew through the course of the summer
yep.
might not get talked about a lot, but is going to have to be exposed to waivers if he doesn't make your top 14 forwards,
yep.
right? And here we are, reasonably happy, excited that he's back in the lineup. So, like, I would assume that some people's expectations, evaluations of Kozak have changed.
Not only have they changed, but they've changed for the better. They, you know,
right.
like it can change in a negative way. But I think what Tyson Kozak has been able to do here over the last few years is always kind of fly under the radar, and it's good for him. Like, he's not an assuming type guy that's, hey, what about me? Like, let me see what I can do. No, if I get the call, I'll respond. I'll play, you know, and give my team what they want. And so it's simple. What do you want from Tyson Kozak? You want him to get to the front of the net. You want him to manage the puck well, be responsible defensively, add a little physicality. And if the production is there, the added production is bonus.
Yep.
And what we've seen is pretty good production for a guy that, you know, we talk about Roseanne and Ostlund and Kulik and all these, Helenius and all these other prospects.
Yep.
But the production for Tyson Kozak has been really good. So that's the added bonus. That's why I think that a lot of people are like, yeah, I want to see 48 in the lineup. Because I like the way that he plays. I like when he's on the ice that, you know, he's responsible. And, you know, he gets his feet moving and he's getting to the front of the net. And that's where he scored his goals.
On the blue line, it remains intact. Samuelson had a recovery day yesterday, but is
yeah.
expected to go tonight. Luukkonen, your expectation tonight as well?
I think playing with more confidence. You know, like what the game in Toronto, his first game, it was good, but I feel like it slipped away with that third goal that allowed Toronto to win it in overtime. And it's like, okay, now the last game, big shootout win. Felt more and more confident in the third period, and I think we need to see that continue to climb. For me, when Luukkonen plays, he's different than Alex Lyon. Alex Lyon is very calm and very trusting of the positioning. And, you know, you never see the confidence or the energy level fluctuate. It's always the same.
Yeah.
With Luukkonen, we can tell. Like, I can tell in the first 10 minutes of a game or the first period if it's going to be a good game or a bad game or where in between it's going to be. Because he wears his emotions and his intensity in a different way. So, but that has to be a confident thing for him tonight when he comes in. Like, the first couple of saves, if it hits him in the gloves, it's boom, I got it, it's not going anywhere. It hits him in the chest, boom, I got it, it's not going anywhere. Last game, early in the game, pucks were bouncing off of him. It got better late, and obviously he won that one in the shootout. So, but the confidence in the body language and in those saves early, they'll be very telling in this game tonight.
Up against a St. Louis team that scores 2.7 a game, but they give up 4.14. That's the worst in the NHL right now, and that's a big reason why the Blues have just one win in their last nine games. The road ahead for the Sabres after tonight as the homestand concludes against St. Louis. Off to Carolina on Saturday. Then next week it's Utah, Colorado, Detroit. These are four, goes without saying, significant games based on, you know, what they feel are gains that have been made here on home ice. They have to be able to continue that on the road, a place where they are 0-2-2 so far this season. Of course, when they get back, we want you to find the matchups that work best for you and build your five-game pack today. Enjoy savings on single-game pricing, priority access to playoff tickets, and flexibility to bundle your favorite games. Visit sabres.com/5 to purchase yours today. Our Twitter poll question of the day happens to revolve around a St. Louis staple, toasted ravioli, and what your thoughts are on it. Love it, hate it, meh, or I didn't know that was a thing. I think this guy, Josh Dunn, probably has an opinion on this.
I mean, it's an easy love it. Like, if you've never had it, you got to try it. It's fried ravioli. Like, it's the best. So,
are you doing it as an appetizer, as a meal, a dessert? Like, I would think like you could probably put maple syrup on there and some whipped cream. And
you know what? That's a game changer. I haven't thought about that.
Oh, yes, game changer.
I kind of like it, but no. I usually most places will serve it as an appetizer, but it's just like anytime we'd ever get pizza growing up. Obviously, you got to get the toasted ravioli, too. Okay. Like, you can't have it without it, you know?
So, is toast... I didn't even know that was a thing. So, is St. Louis, like, style ribs or barbecue more famous, or is it toasted ravioli more famous?
I think that's a good question. I think it's, like, a very niche thing, the toasted ravioli. Okay. But I think we're known for our barbecue. St. Louis barbecue is the best. So.
Yeah, I know. When we went... Duffer and I had an excursion late at night in St. Louis. And
it had nothing good. It didn't have toasted ravioli or ribs.
Yeah.
So
you got to text me next
time. We were looking for the ribs.
At 4 a.m.? I don't know. I don't think you're taking that message.
Yeah.
But who's the grill master in your house based on all of this?
My dad is. We do mostly like steaks, but my sister's... my sister's husband's father-in-law. He does a bunch of barbecue stuff, and like we'll go over to his place, and like, oh my goodness, it's incredible. But we live like right down the street from a couple good places, so yeah, we're spoiled with barbecue down there.
Yeah, and the music scene, are you, because Duffer's huge in music scene. When we go on the road, especially those type of cities, he looks for the concerts and the good spots, and sometimes unknown artists. But are you big in the music scene? Do you like something specific?
I mean, I kind of like it all, but I agree. I think St. Louis is just such a cool city to where there's so many cool little things that there, like the toasted ravioli or some of the jazz or some of the music down there that's like, you can't really find it anywhere else. So I love it.
Yeah. Well, it's good, but we're playing the St. Louis Blues tonight, so it's not about them, right?
That's exactly.
No, it's about Josh.
It's about you. That's right. Well, I say from St. Louis. That's why. So that's good.
How do you describe your hockey family, you and your siblings?
I think the first word is actually competitive. Like, it was funny growing up, we could never play a board game because it would end up in like a fist fight. Like, it just never worked out. So I think that's the thing. So we're super competitive, but it's healthy now. We've kind of mellowed out a little bit in that regard. But our parents never played hockey, ironically, growing up, but I got into the sport and roller hockey when I was younger, and my sisters were like, that looks like fun. So we all got in, and I think it was easy for my parents just to stick us all at the rink all day. So,
can you rattle off for our audience all your siblings and their alma maters?
Yeah. Jessica's the oldest, Ohio State. Jincy's the second oldest, Ohio State. Then myself, Clarkson University. Josie, she was at Minnesota, then transferred to Lindenwood now, which is actually in St. Louis, so it's kind of pretty cool. And then James, Oklahoma State, and then youngest sister Joy, Ohio State.
How did you enjoy your time at Clarkson and that little area that is pretty cool, like in, you know, upstate New York, like near the Canadian border?
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Like, it's an unbelievable area. We're so close to Lake Placid and right next to the border. So yeah, I went there in the summers too, and it's so pretty in the summers. And it was awesome because it was my first time I was introduced to a lot of, like, Canadian players on my team, because most of our team was from Canada. So we'd always go to Montreal and Ottawa on some of our off days and our Lake Placid. So it's a great area. It's super small, but, like, they treated us so well for hockey, and it felt like a little pro town. So it was a great school, great people. Actually, a ton of Western New York people go up to Clarkson. Yep. Really, I didn't realize that until I was kind of up there. But I loved my time there. I love the people there, and it's an awesome school.
And just to go back to your siblings, Joy's going to be here this week, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's
rivalry
right.
Series?
Yeah. So actually, to make it even funnier, so Joy is coming in to play. My girlfriend is actually on Team Canada.
Come on.
So it's kind of hilarious they're playing against each other. Yeah.
No. Who's that?
Ella Shelton. She's a defenseman. Yeah. So it's
my.
It's pretty
funny. We had Sarah Nurse on yesterday on the show. I mean, we should have asked a lot of questions about Ella and found out some of the trick or treat. So, wow. So, you have a game Saturday, so but they also play tonight.
They
right?
do. In Cleveland. Yeah.
In Cleveland. Yeah. So, man.
And Joy's having a terrific season right now, right?
Yeah, she's awesome. She's grown so much in her game, and she's having a great year so far, so I'm really excited for her.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That's really cool. So what do you put your Team Canada t-shirt on under your Team USA, like, jersey? Like, how does that work?
So I always make the joke, and I'm non-confrontational, so I always try to stay out of it. But they got me a shirt that said USAEH.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Canadian flag, the US flag. So, like, if I have to wear anything, I'll wear that. But, no, it's awesome. I'm so happy for them both. Like, they've both been, unbelievable and worked so hard to get to this moment. So I'm really excited for them to get an opportunity to play in, like, such awesome rinks and get this opportunity.
Do either your siblings or your girlfriend ask you about part of the games that you see, like, almost like a trained eye to give them some tips, or do they try to stay away from that? It's not about, you know, work. Like, work stays at work, and we just talk about other things.
Yeah, I mean, I think, obviously, our relationships are first and foremost most important, but we'll bring up stuff about hockey as well. I mean, like, when you watch Darlene at the blue line, you're like, you kind of have to bring it up, you know? Like, you're just like, it's so impressive. You see some of these guys, or you see some of these plays, and you're like, oh, geez, like, this is crazy. Like, you got to see this. You got to try this. You got to look at this. And so, for me, that's like, I love it so much, and I know they do too. So, like, I want to share. It's like, I just saw this today, like, incredible. I just learned this today. So this is an awesome experience for me too, just learning each day from some elite players and playing against them and with them, and just seeing some things that are just, I'm having so much fun.
How do you describe this stint in the NHL for you right now?
It's awesome. I think for me, the older I've gotten, the more I appreciate it, every opportunity I get, just because you never know. Like, it's pro is so day-to-day that you can't focus too far ahead. And I think early in my career, I took some stuff for granted. But I think now I'm just so thankful every single day, and just try to focus on what I can bring each day and trying to be the best teammate and person I can be. And whatever the day calls for, from in the lineup, I'm out of lineup, whatever practice is, just trying to help the group however I can and just try to learn from the experiences and just understand how fortunate I am to be in this situation. So I'm so thankful for right now, but I'm also trying to enjoy it and work hard and make the most of it.
You mentioned how competitive you guys were, all your siblings and yourself. Who sends you the first text when you scored the other day? Like, is there like a time stamp and you're like, ha-ha, you get bonus points, a better Christmas present, you were the first one on the list?
No. There's a group chat, though, and they were just blowing it up in the group chat, and it was cool. It made it really special. That's just because they've seen my whole journey. They've been with me from the start. And so for them, it was special. And for me, it was special just to have that support group and just realize how thankful I am. So I that was probably the most important thing for me.
You know, my kids have this thing where it's like a group text, but it's do not open until like later. So they text in the group, but they leave it unopened.
Yeah.
Did you rush to your phone to see what was happening after the game, or did you give it some time and you're like, okay, now I want to like really take that in?
I think I gave it a little bit of time just because I wanted to make sure I did everything I had to first before I got in there. But I made sure it was on Do Not Disturb so my phone wasn't blowing up there because they'll text quite a bit in those group chats. So, but yeah, I took some time and like I said, just so thankful for the support I have and the group I have.
What ultimately led you to this organization after you had a really big playoff with Cleveland a couple of years ago?
Honestly, I think a lot of it was from them just believing in me from the start. And that was kind of the same reason with the Clarks in the first place. Just the belief. And I could tell this organization believed in me. Like I said, after my season, after my playoff run, I'd had some unfortunate injuries and they didn't hesitate. And there's a lot of familiarity playing against Rochester so much that they've seen me a lot. So it wasn't just like, we like them. It was like they knew me as a person, as a player. And I know Apps saw me play a lot, Carmanos, and there's just a lot of familiarity. And I honestly think I played Rochester more than any team as well. So for me, it felt really good, felt really comfortable. Like I said, I was familiar. I knew a lot of people up in the area from my Clarkson days, and I've heard great things about it. And so for me, it was just it wasn't even that hard of a decision. It just felt like the right place right away.
You guys have switched up the lineups a little bit, right? You've played with different players. But it seems like the role and the identity of your line is staying the same. How do you communicate with whoever is playing, if it's, you know, Krebs or if it's Malenstein or if it's Gertsen or if it's Tyson Kosak, to be able to say, hey, listen, this is what we have to do? Do you guys get together before the game or in game to make sure that you're on the same page?
Yeah, I think the communication's the biggest part, especially when you're new to playing with line mates. You have to realize what each of your strengths are, what you can offer. And so playing with a guy, for example, like Mal, he's so good in the forecheck that if you go and support him quick, you'll get those pucks back. Yeah. And so for us, it's there's a lot of communication involved and understanding that we're fourth line and a lot of our strengths are very similar with playing hard, playing physical, getting our nose over pucks. And so I think for us, it's just trying to get to that as soon as we can. And yeah, it's been great playing those guys because they work so hard, they compete so hard, so they make it easy for you to kind of do your job and not have to focus on
doing anything else. I'm going to steal that. Get your nose over pucks.
Yeah.
Like, meaning, like, you're in there. Like, you're on top of the puck. You're going one-on-one battles, and you get your nose on top of the puck.
Yeah, exactly. You just, like, you got to want that puck. And, like, I've heard that from coaches growing up, and I think it's a really good one because it actually, like, it makes you focus on getting over that puck rather than kind of reaching in there
like with the tip of your stick. Like, exactly. get your nose over that puck.
And I think it's a strength for all of us. We're all very, like, big, strong players. And so when you do that, it's hard to move guys off pucks.
Mm-hmm. Any Blues memories as a kid?
Actually, my favorite player was Cam Jansen growing up. So. he was a St. Louis kid playing for the Blues. But a lot of memories of him getting in fights and waving off guys and just fighting like John Scott. I'm like, this guy's an animal. Yeah. But I actually got to meet him a couple years ago, and I've gotten closer with him. But it's I think for me that was a lot of them. And then just watching that Blues team grow up during kind of my younger days with like David Backes and Oshie and Perron and those guys, it was just so awesome. I loved the way they played. They competed so hard, and they made the city really proud to be a Blues fan.
Were you a big Marty Brodeur fan when he joined the Blues?
Oh, it was a great pickup. Yeah,
there's not a lot of people that do remember that actually happened.
Oh,
but
yeah.
He was there for a little bit of time. Ryan Miller was there as well.
I remember that. I was like, this guy's a legend. Like, that was great.
How did that
happen? I know. So, no, I remember that. They had him. They had some great goalies in Halak when he was playing really well. And
Halak and Brian Elliott were like a tandem together.
Yeah,
they were good.
Yeah, they had some awesome goalies, and so for me it was just
Turek,
awesome.
Remember when Turek was there, big, tall lefty.
Yeah, they even had Ben Bishop for a little bit
former Sabre.
Yeah.
Paper transaction.
Yeah, exactly. but no, it was awesome watching them grow up and just like how hard they competed, the way they played, and I think that's a little similar to like how I wanted to play. And so I think watching them made it easier for me to kind of lean into that identity as well.
Yeah. Very cool. Love the trip down Blues memory lane. Good luck tonight against St. Louis. And thanks for the awesome insight. Really appreciate it.
Thank you guys so much.
It is the greatest rivalry in Josh Dunn's life. Ella Shelton versus Joy Dunn. It's Canada versus USA. It is the rivalry series presented by Discover. It's here at KeyBank Center on Saturday night. It actually starts tonight in Cleveland, but it's
here. Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have
no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Here in Buffalo on Saturday night at 6 p.m. Get your tickets now at KeyBankCenter.com. Hockey insider Darren Dreger from TSN next on Sabres Live.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome back inside KeyBank Center, where the Blues and Sabres will clash tonight. We are expecting it to be a Luukkonen-Hofer goaltending matchup, and we want you and your children to have their hockey journey start right here. Our Learn to Play program includes full set of gear, 6 weeks of instruction, and a ticket voucher presented by WellNow Urgent Care. No experience needed. You can upgrade to Team Tuck, and your child can skate at KeyBank Center with Alex Tuck. Register now at sabres.com/learn-to-play. Hockey insider Darren Dreger from TSN is joining us as we get set for this Blues-Sabres matchup tonight. All right, quick thought on Hofer there, Marty?
Well, I mean, he did play a little bit last night after Binnington decided to steal the puck away from Ovechkin. Dregs, what did you make out of that shenanigans, Binnington trying to steal the 900th goal puck from Alex Ovechkin? And it was just a 2-0 game at that point, and then he gave up two more goals and got pulled.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't expect anything less from Jordan Binnington. I mean, we know the fire that burns in this man, the competitive spirit that he has. I didn't see any post-game coverage in terms of Binnington's commentary. I don't think he talked, in fact, after the game. But I'd like to know, like, what was he doing with it? Was it just simply trying to take the moment away, the memorabilia away from Alex Ovechkin, the Washington Capitals? Was he trying to add the 900th Ovechkin goal to his trophy case? I don't know, but credit to Capitals for identifying that this was going on, and to the linesman for going over there and making sure that Ovi gets his milestone puck.
Do we know, like, remember in 2010, Chris Pronger apparently took the puck away from Patrick Kane and the Blackhawks?
Yeah.
And I don't think he's ever said that he had the puck or not. Like, this may be the longest lie ever. It's been 15 years. Chris Pronger still hasn't said if he has it. But do you recall any, like, maybe, like, you know, story with other pucks that have happened? Because that was the first time that I've noticed a goalie wanting to steal a puck from somebody.
Well, not to this magnitude. I mean, you always have that gamesmanship and the shenanigans that go around. But not when you're talking about a marker of this significance. I don't remember anything even close. But you're right with Chris Pronger. And I remember in the early days, in fact, I was at that final. And I remember the early days where Chris would get surly when you asked him about it, right? He didn't want to talk about it. He just said, who said I took a puck? You know, there was always that sort of jousting opportunity with Prongs. But now if you ask him about it, I don't know that he's ever actually owned it. But if you ask him about it now, he'd just make light of it. And he'd just say, I don't even know what you're talking about. When we all know Chris Pronger, we know what happened. Well, we don't know is where is the puck. So maybe eventually one day he'll come clean.
The Blues special assistant to the GM, Alex Steen, is almost within earshot here at the arena. What do you think he and Doug Armstrong and Jim Montgomery are thinking about their inability right now to keep the puck out of their net?
Well, it would be a colorful conversation. And many of the words being used, we could not share publicly. One thing I know about management of the St. Louis Blues is they don't mess around. They don't mess around. And as difficult as it is to shake things up, there are a myriad of different ways that you can employ that tactic if you choose to. And, you know, I'm thinking back a couple of years ago when Doug Armstrong went into the dressing room. I believe it was 2 years ago. General managers, management, they don't mind talking with players around the bus, on the airplane, in the hallway. GMs do not like going into dressing rooms. They just don't, right? And Armstrong went into the room at that point because the team was struggling and basically said, look, it doesn't matter to me what your contract looks like, what your trade protection is. I'll find a way. You either have to start playing and we have to start winning, or I'm going to have no choice but to embrace the reality. This organization has to go in a completely different direction. And the Blues started playing better. So knowing Armstrong the way that we do, I'd be surprised if something similar doesn't happen in the near future. Now, in saying that, you know, Jim Montgomery also recently acknowledged, was a game or two ago, that they felt like, might have been in the Oilers win afterwards, where he felt like they had played decent hockey their previous three games. So it was time to be rewarded. But you can't explain what went on last night in that Binnington head-to-head with Logan Thompson in the Washington Capitals. But I guess with the condensed schedule and the way that it is, what choice do you have? You've got to flush it.
Right.
Because Buffalo isn't simply handing them the 2 points tonight in Buffalo. So they're going to have to figure it out on the fly. There's no practice ice available to try and correct things on the go here.
Drager, is it too early to identify teams that are going to be sellers? Like, we're 3 weeks away from the American Thanksgiving, you know, so, like, it's coming soon. So St. Louis, the Flames, the Sharks are actually, like, doing pretty good of late. So it's like, are the Sharks going to be a seller or do they status quo? But is it too early to identify some of the teams that may be sellers?
It is for me, Marty. And you nailed it. I mean, it normally takes until you get to the 20-game mark for teams to know what they've got. I mean, there are teams that we're looking at. I wouldn't call them sellers. But look at the Leafs as an example. They have too many bodies. They had to send down Easton Cowan. So there's a team that would probably like to do something from a numbers perspective. Sure, you've got teams struggling. We just talked about St. Louis. I think, from a point of necessity, St. Louis is a team that I would watch. Vancouver is another team that I like to watch. You know, Vancouver did something reasonably minor not that long ago, but just the history of Jimmy Rutherford and the appetite to try and do something of significance, Vancouver would be a team that I'd look at as well. Not that because they're struggling. You know, they've got injury issues in Vancouver. It's still relatively early. I know there are lots of conversations out there. I did a segment on TSN.ca a short while ago this morning talking about the Calgary Flames. So Calgary picks up that win last night, celebrating Nazem Kadri's 1,000th NHL game. And people still want to speculate on the probability of Nazem Kadri getting traded by the Flames. Well, the only reason we're doing that is because of supply and demand. You know, you've got teams that are desperate or real hungry for a number two center, and you've got a Calgary team that just doesn't seem to find its way yet. You know, I'm told that there's no interest in trading Kadri from ownership down in Calgary. So lots of possibilities, but unfortunately there's nothing that seems to be front burner.
Yeah, Calgary's won two in a row. The Sharks, by the way, are 5-2-1 in the last eight. And if you weren't paying attention, take a look at the scoring leaders today as Macklin, Celebrini, and Connor McDavid are tied at the top. I think that's actually super cool. I'm really happy for Celebrini. I just can't say enough about what a joy he's been to watch in the early stages of his career. And as you mentioned, Vancouver took a tough one at home last night, getting pounded by Chicago. Where do we stand on Chicago at this point in time? Like, what are you seeing under Jeff Blashill and what their outlook is?
Well, it looks a lot better than it has for the last few years, and that's pretty obvious. I don't know if it's the coaching change or, you know, just another year of experience with some of these guys. Ray Ferraro mentioned this to me a couple of weeks ago, but, you know, he saw Connor Bedard at either an off-season event or in an airport, but it was during the off-season. And he said there was something different about his demeanor. And he just felt like, you know, he seemed to be less consumed with everything that wasn't going right for him, which we saw a lot of, frankly, last year. And I wonder if that experience, maturity, has helped Bedard, which by extension has helped a lot of different aspects of the Chicago Blackhawks, including Jeff Blashill as their new head coach. But for me, the National Hockey League is a better place when the Chicago Blackhawks are a competitive team. Not necessarily a playoff-worthy team. There's a lot of runway left in this NHL regular season. But having the Chicago Blackhawks relevant and, who knows, poised to do something, to add some pieces as the season unfolds, just makes it more interesting. It's always a lot more fun in the world of hockey talking about the positive things around Chicago than always kicking them in the shins over a wealth of negativity over the years.
Last week when we talked to you, about an hour after we talked to you, Marty Natchez signed his big deal, and we had discussed actually with you the possibility of Natchez, you know, signing an extension with the Colorado Avalanche. So I'm going to come back to Alex Tuck again, because every couple of days I get people asking me in my mentions, what's going on with Tuck? I think it's status quo. But are we getting tired and a little bit like impatient with what could be with Alex Tuck and the Sabres?
Not necessarily. I still think that there's a feeling out process here, and that's probably more from Alex Tuck's side than it is the Sabres side. But, you know, is there any reservation? I think Kevin Adams and the Buffalo Sabres do need a little bit more time to see how this season is going to unfold. I feel like it gets to be a little bit more of a distraction when you drift past Christmas and you're into the second half of the regular season. Because then what do we start talking about? You know, I watched our buddies on Overdrive the other day, and I think the question was, if you could clone a player, who would the Toronto Maple Leafs clone, which would, you know, would provide the best fit? And Mike Johnson was part of the segment, and Mike Johnson said Alex Tuck. But he said it in the way of, well, if Alex Tuck is available at some point, then Toronto most definitely has to, you know, at least get in the game of trying to acquire him So he kind of missed the premise of the conversation. It was about cloning. It wasn't about acquiring. So maybe there's still that feeling out. I checked in on that file, I think, Tuesday. You know, we do insider trading Tuesday and Thursday. And I was told now there's nothing new to report, and that's coming from both sides. So I haven't checked this morning yet. I will check today, but I don't think that it's been advanced.
Tell MJ I'm vetoing any transaction that would make Alex Tuck a Toronto Maple Leaf. So I'm just I'm doing that right now. I'm standing on the Peace Bridge, and I'm not allowing it to happen.
The good news for the New York Rangers is they play 41 games outside of Madison Square Garden. what is their story as far as you're concerned?
It doesn't make any sense to me. I still give them the benefit of the doubt, because when you look at this team on paper, they should be better. Home ice should not be the issue that it's been this year. But I give them the benefit of the doubt because I've always been a fan of the coaching style and direction of Mike Sullivan. So maybe it's just taking a little bit more time for his message to get through. But this is still abnormal for me. It is. And I don't know how you explain it. How do you explain it? I mean, the things that a coaching staff can control on home ice, they can't control on the road. And yet that doesn't translate. It doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't. Other than, you know, players underperform. But why aren't they doing that on the road? It's perplexing for sure.
I suggested to Chris Drury, good buddy, that maybe his goalies are too good in practice. And the guys don't score enough in practice. They need to bring me on as a practice goalie to give him confidence. But I would charge too much, so he's not doing it. It would go over the cap.
Yeah, you fleeced the New York Rangers as a seldom used goaltender once. You're not going to do it again.
Exactly. I had my way, and that worked out. So you're in the car right now. Where are you? What's happening in Drager world?
You know, not too much. I had to run a couple of errands, and I'm meeting my financial guy here shortly. So don't want to get into the details. This could be big stuff. No, I'm just kidding. And I am having a meeting with a buddy, but that's really all that's going on.
Well, the deeper question for us is, what is your opinion on toasted ravioli? Because that's our Twitter poll today.
Have you ever had toasted ravioli?
Of course he has, because he's been everywhere in the world, and it's a St. Louis staple, and that's why we're talking about it, because the Blues are here. So, Dregs, what are your thoughts on toasted ravioli?
I'm on board with it. I'm fully on board with it. Now, do you still have a red sauce, a marinara that goes with it? Or what
yes.
Like, what? Yeah. So the reason that I'm good with it is a Western Canadian staple, and maybe only specific to the pocket of Saskatchewan that I grew up in, had something very similar. You guys have all had pierogies before, right? So
Yes.
Now, normally pierogies are wonderful. They're smothered in onions, sour cream if you choose. Yep. Have you ever had a deep fried pierogi?
Fantastic. I don't think I've had deep fried pierogies.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds like good. Like, Buffalo has a very strong Polish community, and pierogies are very abundant in this area. But I don't think I've ever had fried pierogies. Deep fried pierogies. Yeah. I'm going to have to do that.
There you go.
That sounds good.
Yep.
Dregs, good luck with your financial guy.
Okay. Well, if he gives me the good news, I may not be back next Thursday.
All right, perfect. We've got a time. We'll get Sammy on that. We got a time slot open. There he is, Darren Dreger, hockey insider from TSN. We'll get it back on the Sabre page against the Blues when we come back.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Forget, today is November 6th, and we have our Hockey Fights Cancer Auction benefiting Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center running through November 9th. So time is winding down. Your chance to bid on autographed items. We've got game sticks used in warm-ups.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have
no stores.
That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Prior to the Hockey Fights Cancer game, and we just want to continue to keep Hockey Fights Cancer up here this entire month, and Sabres.com/auctions, your opportunity to win some cool things, like the 900th goal puck from Alex Ovechkin. Is it or is it not available?
It's not available on eBay because the seller, Jay Binner, 50, does not.
What do you think of the goal, by the way?
It's a terrible goal. But at least it's a goal. He shot the puck in the net. But
did he?
Well, yeah. It was a backhand goal. Like, how many backhand goals has Alex Ovechkin scored?
It was a turnaway backhand swat.
It was a swat.
With the highest hope rating ever. Like, well, he had no belief it was going in, but he thought, why not?
It was probably the second highest hope rating behind only his Arizona goal when he was flipping around on the ice.
No, I think he legit, knew, honestly.
That he had Brian Boucher stuck at the top of the crease?
I just think that kid... Alex Ovechkin was so confident that there was I am going to score any way possible. So it's almost fitting that, which has no velocity compared to anything he's ever delivered,
exactly.
Right? Finds its way into the net.
So. But his reaction, I know Ovechkin has had some scheduled celebration that really went flat, but this one, it was this custom, two fist pumps to the ice and the one leg, back and... The pure joy. He scores 900 NHL regular season goals, and he celebrated it like it was his first one, like it was his 322nd one. He loves scoring goals. And, so I was truly in awe of the moment last night when it happened. I had it on the screen. I watched it live. It was fantastic. The team coming on the ice. Now he's got 1,000 more goals to go before anybody steps on the ice as a team to celebrate it.
You mean 100?
100 more. Yeah,
yeah, I don't think 1,000. He's getting 1,000.
He's got to get to 1,000.
Yeah. He's 600 ahead of Sam Reinhart, who sits on 300. Happy birthday, Sam. He is the highest goal scorer and point getter ever, born on November 6th in NHL history. So there is that. And he and the Panthers are like so many teams in the Eastern Conference, just kind of clawing right now. And the Sabres find themselves in that exact group as they draw St. Louis here tonight. The Blues have one win in the last nine. The Sabres have points in seven. Straight going 3-0-4. What is your one line? Not to steal from Marty's minute, which will be a part of our pregame tonight, but like, what's your one liner on the marquee or like a tweet or something that you're saying about this tonight?
So, Jack Michelardi used to have some great lines. He was an assistant coach with us in Philly. He was also a head coach in Syracuse when I played in Rochester, played in the league. And he always had some great lines, and he says, sometimes when you get the snake right by your feet, you got to step on it because it's going to go up your pant leg and you know where, and it's not going to be a good thing. And I feel like that's the situation here. Like, the Blues are struggling. The Sabres have an opportunity to just step on them and be like, okay, we're not – like last night, San Jose went on the road and won. Chicago went on
dude,
the road and won.
I forgot to tell you this. I was going to text our group beforehand. And you know that I don't have many farms left.
Oh, yeah, you were begging
the farm. I was going to text the group and say, if I had the guts to put every single dollar I own, I would put it on San Jose tonight. They are going to roll Seattle.
Well, they did.
And they did. And I'm like,
Seattle
had
their, like, glow-in-the-dark jerseys, and I didn't like the way it looked on TV.
Quickly, though, we're getting a report that Jordan Kyrou could be a healthy scratch tonight. That's the expectation.
Wow.
So it speaks to what Dreger was just talking about. And when
sending
things...
a message.
Exactly.
Sending a message. And Braden Shen is apparently maybe again on the rumor mill. So there's a message there. But all I'm saying is that San Jose Sharks were plus 250 last night to win. The Chicago Blackhawks were plus 250 last night to win. Those are big underdogs. They went on the road and they won because the teams that they played against did not put their foot down on the head of the snake. You got to do that against the Blues tonight.
What's the bigger factor for Buffalo tonight? Penalty kill or power play?
I'm going to say power play and Tage Thompson's production on the top line.
Power play looking to take advantage of the 30th ranked PK. We'll see you at 6:30 on MSG.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.